Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Kuf Vav, Baba Kama 106, pagination is 211, we're on Amud Aleph, the first side of the daf, about 10 lines from the top, in the beginning of a line, Amar Rav Huna. Our topic is a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. That's Chumash Shmos Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Yud, where the Pasuk is dealing with a case of Pikadon. Someone entrusted an item to somebody else, and now that item is damaged or lost. The example of the Pasuk is Chamor Shor Oseh V'chol Behema. A donkey, an ox, a sheep, or any animal. This is a concept called pikadon, entrusting something to somebody else. And the pasuk says that the person who was entrusted, the guardian, will have to make an oath that he didn't steal it, that it wasn't his responsibility that it got damaged or lost. And the pasuk says that if he does make this oath, v'lokach ba'olav, the owner shall take it. He takes the remaining carcass, v'lo yishalim, and payment shall not be made. Meaning, if you make the oath, you absolve yourself of payment. Our Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, in the name of Rav, Mona li biyadcha. If a person says, there's a coin of mine in your hand, I entrusted you. Fa'ala omer eilucha biyadi klum. And the other one says, no such. V'nishba. And the suspected guardian makes an oath to that effect that lo hayu dvarim me'olam, it never happened, it's not true. Uvo Adam, and now witnesses come and tell us the whole story, and it turns out that he was denying the truth. Potter, says Rav, he's absolved of paying. Shene'emar, because it's Exeris HaKosuv. V'lokach ba'ola v'lo yishalem, there shall be no payment done after the oath occurred. That's the rule. Once the person makes an oath, he's not going to pay. Whatever will happen to him, in heaven, on earth, but payment is not going to be made. Kevin shekiblu bailim shivua, once the owner accepted the oath, shuv ein mishalmin mamon, he no longer pays money. For lokach ba'olav, he accepts the oath, v'lo yishalim, and there shall be no payment, even Rav holds, if witnesses come later. The Gemara continues analyzing the statement of Rav. Amar Rava, Mistavra milse de Rav b'milva de la hotza'a nitna. I understand Rav better if we're dealing with a loan, because that money was meant to be spent, so it's only a conceptual obligation. There's no physical item anywhere in the world that you can point to and say, this belongs to the other person. And therefore, I appreciate what Rav is saying, agree or disagree, but I appreciate what Rav is saying, that the pasuk tells you once an oath is made, it absolves him of payment. Of a pikadon, but if there's an entrusted item, b'rishusa d'mareikoi, that still is owned by the owner. Just because he made an oath, it doesn't make sense that he's going to become absolved. And Rava said, I could understand Rav better if it's dealing with a loan than if it's dealing with an entrusted item that's still intact. Asks the Gemara, V'hoelu kim, indeed, Amar Rav afilu b'pikadon. Rav said his rule even by pikadon, d'chik siv kra, because let's observe that the pasuk itself, b'pikadon ksiv, was talking about a pikadon, entrusted item. And therefore, Rav's position would be, it's a gzeiris hakosov, once he makes the oath, he's absolved of payment. Even if we verify the truth through witnesses, he still will not pay. The Gemara does an analysis of Rav based on a question from a Mishnah, and the Gemara observes that Rav would agree that if the oath was made out of Beis Din, so that it's not a truly binding oath, or kofatz, if Beis Din did not order the oath be made, but the person offered the oath in Beis Din, that those are not considered within the parameters of this pasuk that's going to absolve him of payment, even if witnesses come. Even according to Rav, it's a very limited case where Beis Din imposed the oath, and the person made the oath, and now witnesses came. Rav holds he's going to be potter. If you look at the Gemara about 10 lines into the wide, in the middle of the line, Aleph Lamed, Omar Lei, Rami Bar Chama L'Rav Nachman, Rami Bar Chama made an interesting observation and objection. Michti, let's put things in perspective. Derav lo sevir olach, you don't hold of Rav. We're trying to figure out what Rav holds, but we don't hold that that is the rule emanating from this pasuk, that if a person makes an oath, he's absolved, even if we later find out the truth. That's not true. That's not the way we hold. If we later find out the truth, he would have to pay. Mashchuni nafshecha derav lo malach. So why are you drawing yourself after Rav as if you have a vested interest to interpret how Rav holds in this case? Why don't you just put Rav's shita on the side and proceed with the way we paskin? Amalei, he answered, very instructive, Lefrusha l'derav, I'm spending the time on this to explain how Rav would hold regarding the Mishnah that seemed to be a question on him. That's the first 8 lines in the wide that we skipped. Derav hochi mitaretz lo lemasnisin. I'm spending time on this in order to answer the Mishnayos according to Rav, even though I don't hold like Rav, which is a basic attitude of the Talmud in terms of both truth-seeking and in recognizing that the opposing view is also Torah. And understanding, the classic example, understanding Beis Shammai, even if we paskin like Beis Hillel, is also a mitzvah. So we spend time on Rav, we try to explain it, but we don't paskin like Rav. Asks the Gemara, Vaharav Karaka Amar. Rav is saying a posuk. It says, V'lokach ba'olav, he should accept the oath, V'lo yishalem, and the person does not pay. Does not pay means, Rav says, even after witnesses come. How do you explain the posuk in a different way? Amri, I'll answer you. Kral l'chol ha'nishba'im shabbatorah nishba'im v'lo mishalmin. The rule of this pasuk is that we would not know otherwise who's making the oath. It says, Shavuas Hashem tiyeh ben shenayim. There should be an oath of Hashem between them, the litigants. I don't know who gets to make the oath. So the rule learnt from this pasuk is whoever was eligible, so to speak, to pay, that's the person who makes the oath. Nishba'in v'lo mishalmim. You make an oath, and you don't have to pay. And that's why the pasuk ends off, v'lo yishalem, and he will not pay, because that's the person who was under discussion as far as the oath goes. V'lokach ba'olav v'lo yishalem, misha olav l'shalem hu nishba. The person upon who it rested to pay is absolving himself through the oath. In Choshen Mishpat Siman Pei Zayin Se'if Chaf Tes, Misha Kofar Bekol, if a person denied everything, Ve'ed Echad Makchisho, even with one person contradicting him, Ve'nishpa Lahakchisho Eid, so he proceeded to make an oath against the witness, Ve'achakach Hevia Tovea Eid Echad, and afterwards they bring a second witness, and it turns out that he's got two witnesses now against him. Mitztarifim harishon, that joining of the witnesses works. Umishalim lo ze, and he's going to have to pay. Afal pi shenishba olav, even though he already swore. And the Mefarshim say that's a psak against the ruling of Rav. Rav learns the pasuk that once he makes the oath, v'lo yishalim, there is no payment, and we don't paskin like that. He makes an oath, he's still possibly going to pay if dynamics change and two witnesses show up. V'lo yishalim teaches us that the person who's making the oath is the person who would have had to pay. That's the person who's absolved through the oath, and therefore v'lo yishalim, he does not pay. The one exception to this, which is important to understand, there's a case of nishba v'notel. A person makes an oath and takes. And that's the case of choshud al hashavua. If the person who's under discussion to pay and under discussion to make an oath is ineligible to make an oath because he's a thief and we're worried he'll lie, then indeed there is an unusual application where it's nishba v'notel, a person makes an oath and takes from the other person. But in general, the basic Torah law is nishba v'lo yishalem. When a person makes an oath, it's the person who would have paid otherwise, and that oath absolves him from payment. Again, if you want to include the case of Rav in our discussion, unless Edom would yet come, because we don't paskin like Rav, who absolves him after the oath, no matter what. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.